Brigadier General James Cullen was one of 16 retired generals and admirals in January witnessing President Obama's signing of orders banning torture and CIA secret prisons. He recounted how Pat Finucane, a Northern Ireland solicitor, was assassinated by UDA paramilitaries in collusion with a British political police unit, the Special Branch.
They had been infiltrated in the early 70s by both British military intelligence and by the Special Branch. They were used to carry out acts on which the authorities did not want to leave their personal fingerprints. And when we look at the figures who were involved in Pat's murder, we'll see the extent of the control that the British government exercised over the UDA in complete disregard for the law.
In 2004, the British government even changed the 1921 Tribunal Inquiry Act to frustrate Pat Finucane's family's quest for government accountability. The US government has its own history of criminal activities.
Our government was not particularly eager to talk about Operation Phoenix in Vietnam, nor the elimination of President Allende in Chile.
But despite the brutal history of U.S. wars, James Cullen argues that moral standards of conduct can be maintained.
General Washington directed that British prisoners be afforded food, housing, and medical care in no respect inferior to that supplied to American soldiers. Because we took no retaliation and because we treated the British prisoners appropriately, they surrendered to us at Saratoga, over 6,600 of them, and then Cornwallis surrendered to us at Yorktown.
Nevertheless, a report by Human Rights First on U.S. DOD detention centers between 2002 and 2005 found that 34 detainees had been murdered and 8 of them had died as a direct result of torture. Torturing suspects to obtain intelligence has long been controversial, and it was a confession of Ibn Sheikh al-Libi under torture falsely linking Al-Qaeda with Iraq, which was used to start the war. But, says James Cullen, there are 3 other reasons why the U.S. should not tolerate torture.
The alienation caused by torture techniques, especially when they're applied indiscriminately and to innocent people, is the most effective recruiting tool we can give our enemy. When a commander authorizes a violation of the law, he's lost control over that unit. Because the next time he orders one of his soldiers to do something that is perfectly legal, that soldier can blackmail him. When we take young men and women and put them in the military, we should return them as better citizens. Lastly, we must never give our enemies, present or future, an excuse, a precedent, to do to American prisoners of war what we're doing today. There are rules and accountability, even in the brutality of war.
And that is why, says Brigadier General James Cullen, we must continue to demand an investigation of those in our government who enable torture.
An investigation takes you where the evidence leads. But until that time, when we get up and start preaching about democracy and the rule of law, the lack of resolution gives fuel to our enemies.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.